The Feast of Pentecost is after the Passion, Resurrection, and Ascension, and Christmas. It's really the biggest feast day in the church. When we think about the Lord on the cross and his side being stricken and the water and the blood pouring forth, some of the church fathers reflect on that and consider that the conception of the church and Pentecost as her birthday. For literally hundreds and hundreds of years, the church marked her ordinary time from Pentecost as a reminder of our whole ability to exist as the church is because of the vivifying power of the Holy Spirit. And so it's good on this Pentecost Sunday to think about the Holy Spirit, and I'd like to propose three things that we keep in mind. The first one is the first action of the Holy Spirit in the world. We actually hear it in the gospel. We didn't get to hear the rest of the first of reading, we heard the whole of the first reading, but just a little bit beyond that, it also is demonstrated, and the first movement of the Holy Spirit in the world is to help us to see our sins and turn away from them. On Easter Sunday, the Lord gave the apostles the ability to forgive sins, and on Pentecost Sunday, St. Peter stood up, filled with the Holy Spirit, and he challenged the crowd about what they had all just participated in, which was, of course, was the crucifixion of the Lord. But he said to them, "But he is not dead, he is risen, and he came that you could have life." And the crowd, they shouted, "What can we do so that we can have this?" And St. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized." And the Holy Spirit moved in the hearts of 3,000 people on that first Pentecost to give them to give up their sins, first in baptism, and to be part of the nascent church. And so that's the first movement of the Holy Spirit, is to help us to be convicted of our sins and that we can be forgiven. And that's a powerful and important movement of the Holy Spirit. But he doesn't just help us to see sins, as important as that is. We also know that he joins us together. The Holy Spirit is the source of our unity. In the Catholic Church, we are not a uniformity, but we are a unity. We have a real union with God through the Holy Spirit and with all of the baptized, whether they're living, whether they're in purgatory, or whether they're in heaven. And it's the Holy Spirit and his power that unites us one to another. And that's a really important part of the church. If you ever get a chance to go to the Holy Land, one of the things you see are the multitude of rites in the church. We are Western Catholics, and most of the Western world follows what we do. It's what Rome does. But all of the East, they have their own different ways of offering the Mass or the Divine Liturgy, depending on what part of the East they're from. But it builds up a unity, not in uniformity, but a unity in the Holy Spirit, offering that profound worship to God. And then the Holy Spirit has an action that is individual. And we heard that from St. Paul. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. St. Jose Maria said in one of his reflections, God doesn't want you to change your personality, but he wants to perfect it. And I think that ties into this part from St. Paul. Each individual is given a manifestation of the Spirit for some benefit. The Holy Spirit works in each of our hearts individually to help us to become the man or woman we were created to be. And the real danger for us is sometimes sometimes we look at other people and see what their gifts are and we see what they can do, and then we think, what can I do? But St. Paul uses the analogy of the body. There's no part of the body that's not the body. It's all needed. And that's where we have to keep in mind, we heard this, I believe it was last week, it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. That's what the Lord said. He didn't choose us as a clump, but he chose us as individuals to incorporate into the body of Christ, which is the church, and to use whatever gifts that we have and weaknesses for the building up of the church, which is his body. In the Vigil Mass, in the reading from St. Paul, St. Paul even says that the Holy Spirit, he helps us in our weakness. Even our weaknesses are not something that can keep us from God. And so even when we think about becoming perfect, it doesn't mean I won't have any more weaknesses. It doesn't mean that I'll never do anything wrong again. But the power that the Holy Spirit has to take even what I think isn't suitable and offer it to God, and he can aid me in my weakness to give glory to God. And so this is a powerful feast day to celebrate as individual Catholics, believers in Jesus Christ, as we're convicted of our sin and as we're filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can say Jesus is Lord, and so that we can allow the Spirit to perfect us, to aid us in our weakness. And then it's also a powerful feast day for us as a body. The body of Christ that is Blessed Sacrament Parish, that is the Diocese of Wichita, that is the whole church on earth in purgatory and in heaven. The Holy Spirit is joining us one to another. And of course, we know what the purpose is. We heard it last week when we celebrated the Ascension, that where the head has gone, the body hopes to follow. And so the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit so that we would have a surety as we follow him, a surety in faith, that the faith that he's revealed is true, and a surety in hope that everything he promised is possible, and a surety in charity, that we can truly love God above all things and love one another as he loves us. It's the Holy Spirit who guides us in these three great virtues and who guides us on this path. And he's the one already in us by grace that helps grace come to its full realization. And you know that that's in heaven. And so when we celebrate Pentecost, we're also celebrating the reality of where we want to go, and that God has made it possible that we can turn away from our sins, be perfected individually, and build up the body of Christ, which is the church. And so let that be our prayer today, individually and collectively, that we open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, that we allow him to show us what we need to see so that we can be more faithful followers of Christ, and so that we can one day live forever in heaven.